This summer, cruise ships have been falling afoul of Alaska's air quality standards. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the industry says it can and will do better.
Susie Cohen has lived and worked in downtown Juneau since the early 90s, so she's used to seeing cruise ships come and go.
This summer, it seems like there's been a lot more pollution in the channel. Some mornings I've woken up and looked out and just seen this heavy blue cloud hanging over the channel, and it's kind of worrisome. You don't know what you're breathing, and it seems like it's coming up into the neighborhoods.
She's among more than 134 people this year who have phoned the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's cruise ship hotline.
This season, we've received a lot more complaints.
Ed White runs the air quality program for cruise ships at DEC. Some of the calls are about visible steam coming from the ship's stacks.
But we are also receiving more complaints now about things like smell, about the smoke in addition to the steam.
The state's air quality standard for cruise ships is measured by opacity, meaning how see-through the plume coming out of a ship is. Last year, the state collected $75,000 in fines from two ships that violated the standard. This year, it's already sent 9 violation notices for ships in Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Haines, and Seward. One violation can carry a fine of around $46,000, though companies often settle with the state for less. The cruise industry admits it has a problem.
We're disappointed that we are not able to get the visual plume to where we want it to be, and we're committed to continue to work on that and to get it there regardless of what it takes.
That's John Binkley, president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska. He's addressing civic and business leaders at Southeast Conference in Ketchikan.
It's not good. It does not look good. There's plumes, visible plumes that come out, and we're struggling with that. The engineers are struggling to try and understand why that's happening.
There are multiple reasons for more plumes. DEC's Ed White said one is just plain volume.
A couple of years ago, maybe we'd have 4 ships in. Now we have 6 ships in port, and they're bigger ships as well. We're seeing that as well, so there's more input into the air.
There's also a more technical explanation. 2 years ago, cruise lines installed systems called scrubbers that mix exhaust with water to filter out emissions. Binkley said it was in anticipation of stricter federal sulfur standards.
We're in compliance in terms of the sulfur limits, but we're not happy with the systems, and we're not happy with where we're at in those systems because of the visible emissions.
Ed White said his agency recognizes that its current method of measuring air pollution by opacity has limitations.
Unfortunately, the opacity standard is often more of an indicator where we can look at what that there's smoke present, but knowing what is in that and the potential health risks, that would be something that takes more study and more data.
That's why state regulators are investigating ways to update its methods and possibly the standard itself. In the meantime, coastal residents like Susie Cohen in Juneau said anyone who witnesses apparent cruise ship pollution should speak up.
I think that citizens really need to call when they think that there's a problem. Call into the DEC. They have a hotline, and make sure that you report it.
Alaska continues to grow in popularity with cruise lines. Next year, there's projected to be more than 1.3 million cruise ship passengers, a new all-time record for the third year running. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.